This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Logic do their best to tell me how, but they fail at telling me why. I need someone bigger, someone that loves me, to talk to me. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution somehow. My hands are ready. My feet are ready. My heart is ready. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution somehow. Now I'm lost in your freedom. And this world I've overcome. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Resurrection somehow, but I'm lost in your freedom, and this world I've overcome. My God's not dead, he's surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive, he's living.
Mix of God's Not Dead 3. What a powerful song, and the remix that they have done for the new movie that is going to be coming out this weekend, this Easter weekend. Today, of course, Holy Wednesday of Holy Week across this country of ours and around the world. And I thank you for joining us here on Bill Martinez Live. This is a powerful remix, and we're happy to be sharing it with you. We're going to be talking with David A.R. White a little bit later on as well. And we've got another power-packed 3 hours of very independent and compelling talk for you to listen to and to get engaged in. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Bill Martinez. We are live. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
So what do you think? The Newsboys have done it again, huh? And David A.R. White, this movie is coming up. Boy, I'll tell you, 3 weekends in a row, faith-based movies coming out big time. I can only imagine. Still moving people. I had a dear friend go and see the movie this week. I told her, I said, you this is going to really touch you. It's very, very powerful. And she said, Bill, I was surprised. Even, you know, here it's been out for a week, and the theater was packed. God's Not Dead 3 coming out this weekend. This song is very powerful that you heard at the opening of the show. You talk about a bridge that is needed in this country today of all this contention. You know, I almost sound like Donald Trump, you know, just saying, hey, what do you got to lose? You know, for all the fuss and commotion and everything else, you realize above politics, above all this stuff, there is God who is in charge. And thank you for being here with us just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour. And we have Deanna Lorraine with us, a relationship coach, a media commentator. And great to have her here with her, author of the book, Making Love Great Again. Deanna, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for coming in. You know, so much conversation about Stormy Daniels. I thought, well, let's play it by ear. Let's see how much traction this has. And after the 60-minute interview, I guess that was the big deal, you know, the highest ratings that 60 Minutes has had in a long time, which just goes to show you, you know, America likes the sleaze, I guess, still.
Yeah, that made me actually kind of disappointed in America. I was hoping that a lot of them would just tune out and maybe choose to do something else, or maybe realize the stupidity of it all. But I was actually disappointed that more people tuned in than they should have.
Well, at least they tuned in, and now they know better, you hope, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I found myself fast-forwarding through some of it because I just thought, this is really, it was more of a nothing burger once again.
Right.
I don't know what you thought, but it was so much hype. It was so hyped up for weeks, and promises of salacious details, and you know, it's sad that people really in America, this is something that they tune in on a Sunday evening instead of something that is more positive and something that unites the country, something that brings us closer to God.
Yeah, it is disappointing, you know, for CBS doing this. You know, part of the problem that I have with this, Deanna, is that you know, here you've got somebody, in a sense, breaking an agreement on some kind of alleged technicality that, you know, because allegedly Donald Trump didn't sign the document, so it invalidated it. But, you know, she took the money. She did spend the money, I would assume. And here it is. Now she's seeing this opportunity to make even more money. And I think this is what people are seeing. In fact, they were interviewing, you know, of course, you know, CNN had to then bring on, let's bring on the evangelicals. We'll get women, evangelicals, those Stepford wife evangelicals.
Right. Oh,
we'll bring them in to see what they say, right?
Exactly. And it's all just, the reason why it's also so disappointing is because it's just all really, the motive is an attack to smear President Trump.
Right.
The left absolutely hates him. They hate that he's the president. They hate that he has successes. They hate that he's actually really trying to bring the country together. So they'll do everything they can to make it disunity, to create chaos and tear him down. And this is like, it's sad that this is what this is like the last card in their deck that they're throwing out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know. They keep coming up with new cards. I don't know. You know, when you think that they're down to the last card and it's like, okay, throw the old maid out. Let's just call it over and, you know, we'll call it a day. Can I say old maid anymore, or is that going to earn me a hashtag?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so, yeah.
It bothers me that people fall for it, though. I mean, most people that are a little bit more awake can see the tactics. They're dirty. They're just the more of their dirty tactics. It's more of the same that their cards are. And unfortunately, they keep pulling out a dirtier card. And it's sad to me that most of America is still following that card or still kind of chasing down that wild goose chase.
Well, to me, it's why the National Enquirer, you know, when it was, you know, on the rise and everything, was selling 18 to 20 million, you know, papers every week. It, you know, people love the sleaze. They love this salaciousness and all that. And it's like, okay, and here's Donald Trump. And you know, I think people tuned out in part of the way through because they said, well, there's no blue dress here, so let's just move on, you know.
Right. Yeah. And look, it was over 12 years ago, and it was consensual, and it was one time. And she is a porn star. And, you know, I mean, there's so many things about the story that was kind of like, I think a lot of men could actually say, okay, well, this wasn't the worst thing in the world, even if it was true. Mm. But because of all the lies that have been in the air and everything back and forth and the way that this has been presented and it came out and she took this money, agreed to it, and now she won't actually shut up and stop talking. You know, it just screams of moral indecency and it screams of attention and doing things for the wrong reason, and I can't, it's just really hard for me to take it seriously. And I think that a lot of people, you know, maybe they like the entertainment factor of it, but I think a lot of people, they're not really taking it seriously because of that.
I think you just triggered a new idea here, Deanna. Maybe she could be the opening act for Hillary Clinton. What do you think?
Right, she can go on her apology tour.
Yeah, they go together. They'll be the 1-2 punch for the left and go out there and, you know, she can do the opening act and then, you know, here comes Hillary. I mean, you know, so.
Oh, you know what? We would be guaranteed a presidency of Trump in 2020. The two of them could be the circus act.
Well, this thing's incredible, Deanna, because to your point, you know, yeah, okay, this is a little sidebar deal, and maybe it's more amusement than anything else for the American people because, you know, they'll go through, and I understand there's some people just absolutely hate Trump. I mean, they just, and it's just like, wow, how sad that much energy would go in to somebody that you really don't know, but yet the guy's helping you make more money. Your 401k looks better than it's ever looked. And oh, lest you forget what happened the 8 previous years under an administration that weaponized all these institutions that we thought we could count on, like the IRS and the FBI and CIA, and goes on and on, all the wranglings that they did. And here they are. They open up this false premise Russian collusion, and now the boomerang's coming back on them. And if anybody's guilty of collusion, it seems to be more them than Donald Trump.
Oh, absolutely. It is more them. The more that they go down this trail, this witch hunt, the more that I believe that we see that corruption is really on the Dem side. And not only is that, but the corruption is even deeper than I think a lot of people knew. And it just keeps actually proving more and more that the people that have America's citizens, you know, the best intentions for the American citizens are actually not the Democrats at all. And they're getting more exposed every day. But what is difficult to swallow and that I pray about is that there's so many people that are asleep in this country and they are so far removed from God or even their own intuition, their own common sense.
Right.
They're brainwashed. They'll just believe whatever the media spoon feeds them. And, you know, literally, I read articles every single day and scan the news, and the news tells you what to think. It says, here's how to think about you know, Trump and Kim Jong-un's meeting.
Yeah.
Or here's what to say about this. And they just eat it up.
Yeah.
And it saddens me that they, you know, where's their own gut feeling? Where's their own conclusion? Where's their own research?
We'll talk about the Stepford effect and what they're promoting, right? Deanna Lorraine is with us. We've got more from Deanna on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Listen as we continue to work on making love great again.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Martinez live.
Joy to the world, he is risen. Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country, around the world via shortwave, welcome. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Deanna Lorraine is with us, author of the book, Making Love Great Again. I guess the bow on Stormy Daniels is that whether band is passing through had a little effect on Donald Trump. If anything, it just exposed the left's machinations all the more, Deanna, right?
I believe so. And I think that it almost makes people defend him more. Mm-hmm. Because they're tired of it. It's like the boy who cried wolf. Where, mm-hmm. You know, every time the sky is falling with them, the sky is falling. And we're tired of it. True patriots are tired of it. We can see the evil in it. And we want to just focus on uniting the country, the things
exactly.
That unite the country, the things that that unite our families. And we want to build the country. We want to be positive. We're tired of being negative.
Well, I think we all can appreciate once again that your past will come back. I mean, there is some learning lesson here. I mean, you know, and even though it's being manipulated by the media, as people have said repeatedly, you know, Donald Trump didn't run for sainthood. He ran for the presidency. And when you look back historically, among all the presidents and their men and women in the Oval Office and that, it is endless. I mean, you can go right down the line. So, it's like, you know, and we know this about people in positions of power. You know, he did make some rather crude comments with Billy Bush, on the coach. And, you know, that's found its way out. And, and as he said, locker room talk. But this stuff in the media business, sadly, it does happen. And I think that's what, you know, the porn star even reiterated, saying, look, you know, she was a big girl, even at 27. She wasn't a victim, saw that she made a poor decision. And, you know, I guess she was reaping what she had sown. But, you know, the whole idea here in like your book in Making Love Great Again, that's the good and noble part. And the thing about love is that it's always there, Deanna, I find. It's whether or not we want to exercise and focus on that, or do we just want to be contentious?
Right, exactly.
Is that fair? Because I see people, you know, like in divorce courts and that, and, you know, and you go, and I see these couples and I go, wow, not that long ago, you spent a lot of money to get married and tell everybody how you loved each other. And now here you are with these attorneys fussing and fighting. What happened here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that we have that love as a country. The problem is, I say that we're in this romance apocalypse mm-hmm. where men and women are becoming the enemy of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we have destroyed, or not we, but, you know, the country and certain forces in our country have been trying to destroy the very foundation that we once cherished and that we know work and that made us so great, like the family. You know, the concept of the family has been something we always believed in, the importance of, mm-hmm. and the fundamental relationship between men and women, right? How we need each other and how we can't live without each other, and we have a synergistic relationship. We believed in the concept of the American dream, and we believed in hard work, personal responsibility, and having a strong moral character. We believed in these things as a country.
Mm-hmm.
And those things have proven to make our country so great. And at the same time, they've proven to make our relationship so great, right? Hard work, commitment,
mm-hmm.
believing in God, believing in the necessity of man and women. And mm-hmm. for the last 60 years, those very concepts, those very principles have been under attack.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're at this place where even the concept of gender identity is at attack, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's trying to even attack the very idea that men and women even need each other, or the very idea that the traditional nuclear family is the best kind of family, or even necessity, that's now under attack. And that's a really scary place that we're living in. But we have a chance to right this ship, and I believe that we should. I think people and patriots need to really rise up and say, these things are essential to me.
Mm-hmm.
We need to fight for our traditional values.
Mm-hmm.
We need to fight for those values that made America so great. Because at the end of the day, we can either live in disunity and have this chaos and division that's been going on in our country now, mm-hmm. and have men and women on opposite sides of each other and disconnected from God, or we can be that country again that really had strong, thriving families mm-hmm. and strong relationships between men and women and a lot of respect for each other, hard work, and you know, have that built into the great country that we have.
Exactly.
Because they're both interlapping is our American values and the downfall of America and the downfall of our relationships and families.
Mm-hmm. And what you're pointing out here, Deanna, is these are God-given. They're God-given commandments. And the reason that God commands it is because, you know, outside of God, we can't love. And hopefully what you're talking about, I mean, this is a holy week. We're going to conclude this week with, you know, the most incredible event historically that's ever happened on our planet. And that is Easter Sunday, when the people went to the grave and it was empty and Jesus rose. And maybe that would be our prayer this week, is that, you know, love would rise out of the ashes, with all the contention that the media has whipped up and the division that has taken place by, you know, some of these political ideals that are in contention with our U.S. Constitution, which when you think about our U.S. Constitution, it's a reiteration of godly principles, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, things that were given to us by God, not by man. And so here it is. This is what lies before you today. You got life or death, the Bible says, and even the Bible goes so far, in case you get confused and you may be lost, is that you don't want to choose death. Life is the right choice, okay? That's the best option. And what happens, for the sake of contention and for some idea that we want to be more right than somebody else, we compromise the very thing that our hearts are aching for. What is wrong with us, Deanna?
Well, we're in kind of a fallen state right now, right? I mean, we have these negative influences trying to tear up God's will for us. You know, God wants men and women to be together in harmony. He wants us reproducing and having strong families and having a strong, thriving country and blessing that. But, you know, these negative forces are trying to tear us apart and trying to take us away from our nature, our godly nature, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What he intended for us. So we need to get back to our roots. We need to, you know, stay strong and fight back and say, no, these are our values. And I believe in, you know, the divine relationship between men and women, and that it's good, and that we are not enemies. And fighting against this kind of modern feminism rhetoric that kind of tries to pit men and women against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And fighting back against the political correctness that says that gender is just totally irrelevant.
Yeah.
And that God didn't create, you know, men and women to be different or on, you know, a synergistic relationship.
Right.
And all these kinds of things that are trying to remove us from God and remove us from our true nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, true patriots need to stand up and say, no, this is enough. We need to hold on to it because this is the truth.
Yeah. And what you said earlier was that we complement one another, whether it's our relationship with God, our relationship with one another, we complement. And in complementing one another, that means we complete one another, which means that there's something lacking when either of those two elements are missing, right? Whether it's our relationship with God, our relationship with one another. If something's lacking there, we're missing out. And guess what? We're going to get frustrated, but we're going to get angry. And here we are in 21st century America in a bit of chaos. But like I said, the wonder of love is that it's always there. Is that the question is, the question is, are we going to focus on that? And that's what I love about your book, Making Love Great Again. Deanna Lorraine has been with us. Deanna, how can people be in touch with you, by the way?
Thanks so much. They can get my book on Amazon, Making Love Great Again, and find me on Twitter at Deanna Lorraine 7.
Deanna Lorraine 7. All right, Deanna, thank you so much. It's Bill Martinez at 29 after the top of the hour.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. You like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how great the sound. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer.
Bill Martinez Live.
It's fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Dan Gaynor joins us again. Dan, twice in 1 week, you're pinch hitting for Jenny Beth Martin, who suddenly found herself a bit under the weather. I think maybe all this stormy stuff kind of got to her. I don't know.
Jenny Beth has been very nice to me in the past, so it's only fair if I fill in. It's the gentlemanly thing to do.
Well, I appreciate you pinch hitting, now batting for Jenny Beth Mark, Dan Gaynor, so we appreciate it. And, of course, this all pivots on this national poll of likely voters that 75% agree. This is 75% of us and agree with the statement when I watch live sports or entertainment shows on TV. I'm trying to get away from politics and do not want to be bombarded with partisan political messages. And as you and I talked earlier in the week, Dan, this is what people, what they watch TV for is they're watching it, to get away from all this stuff. It's a bit of an escape, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and this week we had just this weird juxtaposition of what ESPN did.
Yes.
They've got this new CEO, Jimmy Pitaro, came over from Disney trying to right the sinking ship, the Titanic that is ESPN. And he comes out and says, we are not a political organization. And then at the same time, his network doing a big story focusing on how the players and coaches are supporting the March for our lives.
Yes.
The gun, what even liberals admit is a gun control march.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was like, well, you know what? I don't care. You want to tell me how this player was raised at a small farm, and he put his way through school by selling books or something like that. That's fine. But
right.
Do not tell me about I just don't care about his politics. I don't think he cares about mine either. It's only fair.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's not like it's been working, right? I mean, it's not like you can sit there and go, hey, we got to continue to pursue this because look at our popularity. The NFL is scoring bigger numbers and great ratings because we're going down this road. No, just the opposite is happening. And they just figure like, hey, all good progressives, if we just have a little bit more money and more time and destroy the brand a little bit more, we'll finally convince people, right?
Well, and that's the whole goal. They don't understand why we might disagree with them, so they're simply going to keep beating us up with it. Oh, wait, 75% think this is the wrong idea. We just need to hit them harder with it.
Right.
So that's what they do, and they chase more and more people away.
Yeah.
It's an astonishing, weird, crazy worldview. Conservatives, particularly conservative Christians, really, their faith is part of everything they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for liberals, this is their faith.
Yes,
their faith
exactly.
is part of everything they do. They use a term that they even cropped up in the Oscars, which is called intersectionality,
yes.
where everything connects to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So when one of, I think it was Emma Gonzalez, one of the marchers who's
right.
Famous for...
One of the poster children for the students, yes.
Right, and also famous for her sexuality as well.
Mm, right, yes.
When she comes out, she says, well, her sexuality is tied to her anti-gun position.
Mm-hmm.
Like, huh?
Yeah.
That's their worldview, that all of their lefty positions are tied to their lefty positions.
Well, so is her affinity for Cuba, right? I mean, she's giving a speech there in front of everybody, and on this military-style jacket, she doesn't have a banner of the American flag. She's a Cuban flag, on her jacket. It's like, do you realize what Cuba did with people when they took away their guns?
Yeah, they don't think through the optics. But at the same time, I'm sick of hearing news stories talk about how these students organize this.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. It's a flat-out lie.
Mm-hmm.
This was organized by groups like MoveOn.org and the Democratic Party.
Right.
And they put these kids out there, and maybe even the kids wrote some of what they said. You see news outlets claiming this could never have been scripted this way.
Yeah, right.
And the image that they're using is one of the marchers reading from a script.
Yeah. Why did you have to tell me that? Once you told me that, you told me exactly what was going on. And the bad, I guess the bad thing about this, Dan, after everything is said and done, is that the kids' message is getting drowned out by all this manipulation. Because people are tuning out. They're going, okay, all right. And they're using these kids. What we warned from day one is be careful that your hashtag does not get hijacked. And their hashtag has gotten hijacked. And some of this stuff is going to fall on deaf ears now.
Well, it just quickly escalated into what it has always been, a gun grab.
Mm-hmm.
And, whether it's ESPN or the marchers or a former Supreme Court justice,
mm-hmm.
they're all being pretty honest in saying that they're anti-gun.
Yes.
And, when Justice Stevens came out yesterday, wrote that op-ed, say, we need to change the Second Amendment, get
right.
rid of it. And then another New York Times piece talking about, let's reword the Second Amendment. And the left is... very, very blatant. One of the marchers came out and said, when you give us that bump stock ban, we'll take that inch and make it a mile.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly it. Of course.
And so don't tell me that this is anything other than it is. And see, this is why you go from having a reasonable conversation with people that, let's talk about school security. Well, first of all, the thing we need to do is put armed guards in there. They don't want to talk about that.
Right.
Baltimore, near where I live, has security guards who are phone dialers. That's all they do. They don't have guns. They can't defend you.
They're monitors.
You know,
They're like that, like that commercial, like the TV commercial. We're just monitors, you know. We just monitor.
Precisely that. Yeah. So they don't want to talk about school security. They simply want to talk about taking guns. And then when you and they keep using the Australia example. Well, the Australia example is a government theft of your guns. Mm-hmm. Now, the difference, there's a lot of differences between Australia and us. One, we're a much bigger country.
Right.
Two, we're not an island. So smuggling of guns in from, let's say, Mexico, where we can't keep drugs out or illegal aliens out, somehow that's good. That would be a thing. Also, that big Canadian border. And then, of course, we have this pesky constitution that it's a little hard to change. Oh, we might want to change the Constitution. Well, yeah, because you're talking about seizing our property.
Mm.
And in many cases, talking about seizing it even without compensation.
Yes. Well, how many amendments
does the left go to war with?
Exactly.
First Amendment, if they don't agree with that anymore. Second, fourth, fifth. I mean, we're running out of them.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Dan, you know, the thing is, I thought it was interesting. You had their term, March for Our Lives, and then, of course, we have the March for Life, right? So pretty doggone close. The issue is it's still about life and death. And, you know, that should be the pivot point for conservatives, is that this is an issue of life. And this is what the kids want. They're just confused right now because they're kids. I mean, they don't know better, and then they're being manipulated and by, as you say, this group that's been well before them, and they just look for, you know, they're like a bunch of political surfers with their boards out, just ready for the next wave, and they see the wave coming up, and it surfs up, let's go, and now they're riding the wave that has been created by these kids, and these kids think, hey, they got all this energy behind them, but they're going to find out that this wave leads to nowhere because they're really not substantive. They're really not talking about the real issue, and that's the issue of life and death, ultimately. And they're not connecting the two. So I thought it was interesting that you had March for Our Lives versus the annual March for Life.
The difference is the March for Life got 1/13 of the coverage that the March for Our Lives got. That's a hint of how the media spin everything.
Well, the media and also we the people, how we need to wake up to see what is happening and how things are being manipulated, because the option is still for us. I mean, are we going to choose really the safety of our children over all the machinations that the progressive left is laying at our doorstep? And I believe, by and large, Dan, I agree with you, it's being rejected. But meanwhile, we need to contend with it.
Odor Eaters. Odor Eaters is back with their fun yet stinky annual Rotten Sneaker Contest. All participants at this national contest are raising a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children from across the country competed at this year's contest, hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not, for a chance to win the national title and $2,500. But only one lucky pair of Rotten Sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to Hunter Ham from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find yet a new foul scent on every sniff. Rachel Hirsch, PhD and expert of smell.
This year's participants really moved the bar up even higher. We all know kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids have a talent.
For more, visit odoreaters.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Love America. Bill Martinez live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. BMartinezLive.com. Tweet to your heart's content because we love people who tweet. Right, Mr. James?
Oh, yes, we do. especially the trolls on my Twitter account. They're very entertaining. They have terrible grammar, though.
Well, yeah, what is it? I mean, it used to remind me when I was a disc jockey in L.A., there was a guy who would get, you know, letters, because back in the old school days, you know, they sent you letters. There wasn't, this was before email. And what he would do is he would correct it with a red pen and send it back to him.
Well, that's essentially what I do responding to them on Twitter. They get very upset.
Yeah, really.
They point out the grammar errors.
Yes,
but like, anyway, yes. And the comebacks are so lame from these left-wing trolls. It's sad.
Well, the problem is, you know, with the left-wing trolls, and I keep telling this to people, is sadly the depth of their theology and everything else is about the thickness of a bumper sticker. You know, you get them outside of the realm of a bumper sticker, and then all of a sudden their eyes glaze over. You can't have a reasonable or even a conversation with them because they're so, you know, low on facts and evidence. It's all emotion.
That's right. It is all emotion. It's all insults. It's all pejoratives, and it's all profanity.
Yes.
And that's what we see in these political discussions and major issues of the day on social media. It's really so. I'm very proud of the right of center crowd. Because for the most part, they're far more educated than the lefties are.
Well, they know what pejorative means, so that helps. That keeps the conversation going. James Herson is with us, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. And speaking of law professor, I had Stormy Daniels tell us all, who cares?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, in the minds of the left, they think if they bring up an issue that touches on morality, that particularly, you know, the religious conservatives would get upset at the president and turn against him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone basically baked in to their decision the fact that Donald Trump wasn't a choir boy, that he had a background as an outsider. He hadn't been playing the political game, and he hadn't been trying to live the exemplary life that leads to running for president. That was already in the equation. It's something that happened, you know, many years ago like this, with somebody that appears to be clearly attention and money grubbing.
Right.
It's just it falls like a proverbial tree in the forest where nobody's there.
Exactly.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
And actually, I mean, I'm sure for her, the sale of her porn product will go way up. But
yeah, she mentioned that. She mentioned it already, that it's up 10 times what it was before.
Yeah, of course, because she's gotten incredible publicity. But I found it fascinating that CBS billed her as an adult film star. Now, if... because they want now, if it turned out that she was accusing someone on the left, she would have been a porn star or a tramp. But because she's accusing Donald Trump, she's an adult film star.
Right.
I haven't even heard that term used in a very many years, but CBS wanted to try to prop her up. And by the way, she appeared to be high. And it's been buzzing all over the internet. Her pupils were dilated so big, and she looked like she's either high on something or she was so excited about her porn sales. I'm not sure which.
I guess. Well, even speaking of porn stars, I mean, even Jenna Jameson had to chime in and kind of back her off. Her mother, even mentioned earlier in the week, who loves Trump, you know, just kind of took three giant steps back away from her own daughter, Mother May I, because she didn't get it either. And, you know, this is Stormy trying to get her 15 minutes of fame, I guess, no matter how she does it.
And look, you know, this Stormy Daniels, this entire affair is engineered. Mm-hmm. It is a political stagecraft. You know why? Because her lawyer was a former opposition researcher for Rahm Emanuel.
Exactly.
And he says he hasn't seen him lately, blah, blah, blah. But this, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a thread that leads us to Fusion GPS or some other organization like that.
Right.
This is right there, part of the resistance, basically.
Yes. Without a doubt. Well, this has been handed to him. I thought about not only that Stormy was getting her 15 minutes, but also the attorney for Stormy. Boy, he seems to be lapping this up really good and, wanting to take on Trump. But I think he might be into more trouble than what he would aim for, because Michael Cohen has her, you know, for every offense. It's $1 million penalty, is it not?
Yeah, it's something to that effect. I mean, it's a large amount of money. And look, now it's kind of funny. You know, when they first negotiated with her, she wasn't what lawyers call a deep pocket. She didn't have a tremendous amount of money. But because of all this publicity and the sales of her materials, she probably will have a lot of money, and Michael Cohen can take it away from her.
Exactly. Well, how real is that, James?
It's very real. Non-disclosure agreements. I mean, look, it's not slam dunk, but they are legitimate if in fact they're negotiated freely and they have the elements of a contract, they have consideration, there's an offer and an acceptance.
And she spent the money.
Yeah.
It wasn't like she returned the money, right?
Yeah. There's a very good chance that they could collect something. But it would be it would depend on which form they're in. But I don't know if Stormy would want to get into a courtroom in front of a jury with that situation with a contract like that.
Well, not to mention she already said three times it didn't happen, right? And so when was she lying? Was she lying then, not lying now, or was she truthful then? It's very confusing. So her credibility hangs on a thread.
Yeah, you know,
if a threat at all.
Porn stars who have inconsistent statements are not the greatest witnesses.
Just saying. Hey,
she would have to take the stand in a civil suit. She can't plead the fifth or anything like that. She has to be. They can call her up to the stand, and a good cross examination professional would cut her to ribbons.
And like she's thinking the president's going to get on the stand? Are you kidding me? Even her attorney? Like that's going to happen?
Yeah,
that right.
Yeah, in whose dream world? Hey, I want to talk about this past weekend. We had the march, the anti-gun march of all these young kids, you know, and we cautioned early on, James, as you'll recall, about their hashtag being stolen, and the celebrities ran to the front of the line. They couldn't get there fast enough, and they're all part of this Me Too campaign too, right? Me Too and another subject.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was, look, as far as these so-called children and so-called high school students, this was an engineered event. It was pure, utter political theater. And the fact is that for the, you know, they bust the kids in. There was a huge amount of money behind it, much of which was funded by Hollywood celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this free concert there with a lineup. When you look at it from high school kids, it was like a ticket would have normally cost them a couple $100.
Right.
And hey, we get to go have a party in Washington, D.C., and get to watch a concert with Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, Common, Demi Lovato, Jennifer Hudson, this guy Vic Mensa. Now, Vic Mensa, a lot of your listeners never heard of this guy,
mm-hmm.
but he's a well-known, successful rapper. Mm-hmm. He's out there performing, okay, for this so-called March for Our Lives, and this guy had been busted in the past, had been arrested last year. You know what his charge was? Carrying a concealed weapon.
Without a license.
Now, apparently, a felony count. Yeah, without a license.
Yes.
And so apparently this guy never raps about irony, because that's supreme irony.
Oh.
The other interesting thing is they set up an organization in order to raise money for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this was called the March for Our Lives. It used
right.
to be stolen. It really,
exactly.
You know, of course.
We got about a minute left here, James. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, they set up an entity that is set up for lobbying, and they're collecting money so that they can become lobbyists, and they're registering voters. This is pure political theater.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's the thing. It's sadly, this reminds me of the 60s movement, and you had a lot of energy, and what happened after that? You know, it just kind of fizzled, you know, and here we are. So, you know, I think that for these kids, though they're, you know, they're young adults now, you know, I think they're going to find out the hard way that, you know, after emotion is only going to carry you so far. You need to have the facts, and if we're going to affect some real positive change, then this needs to be a fact-based discussion at some point. And until we get there, we're not going to really be able to achieve what it is that we all hope we could achieve. James Hurston, what do you say? Real quick, 5 seconds.
No, that's true. I mean, it has to be fact-based,
mm-hmm.
and it has to be real. This was not real. This was engineered. And this is the way the Democrats are working. This is the way they think they win the midterms, by ginning up people mm-hmm. and, you know, funding and showing large numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get close to the population, you see what they're doing is partying.
Exactly.
And they don't even know the issue that they're demonstrating about.
I know. That's the sad part. Yeah, exactly. Well, James, we got to leave it right there. As always, we appreciate your perspective. Thank you so much. James Hurston on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Thanks for having me.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need.